You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey, good morning. You know, I'm happy to bring in now Hans von Spakovsky. He's a former counselor, the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Justice Department, and a former commissioner for the Federal Election Commission, as well as a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, thank you very much for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Sure, thanks for having me back.
Nice to have you again. I want to ask you about this announcement on Friday, the Trump administration announcing that to election officials in 21 states that hackers had targeted their registration systems last year, although in most cases those systems were not breached. What are we to make of this news?
Well, everybody's treating it like big news, but they shouldn't.
Right.
I mean, it shouldn't be any surprise because, look, government agencies, both at the state and federal level, and private companies are scanned by hackers every day looking for vulnerabilities and trying to get into the system. So this shouldn't be a surprise. Now, we ought to be concerned, and we want to make sure that states have good security, and the report does indicate that these networks weren't compromised. But what they have said is, this was preparatory work, looking for vulnerabilities to see if they could get in, and apparently they really didn't get in.
The reports say, yeah, that the NBC News reports that the targets included voter registration systems, but not vote tallying software. A lot was made in the past that the Obama administration took this very seriously. They were aware of these attempts to take on these state election systems. If this was serious and they were aware, why didn't they contact the states to let them know?
See, that's a very interesting question. You know, it makes you wonder whether they were more interested in the politics of this, that is, pushing towards the federal government eventually, you know, nationalizing the election process. We should all also remember, a week after the election last year, Jay Johnson, who then was the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, said in an interview that they had absolutely no evidence of any kind that any election systems had actually been penetrated. So this constant talk that the Russians somehow manipulated the election, they certainly didn't affect the voting and the vote counting, and that's how you win an election.
Isn't there more of a possibility of any kind of vote manipulation from inside? Because you take those, you have this little, you got a card in this computer that can is transported to a central counting. Isn't it much more open to some kind of no good from inside?
Yes, but that's true of every computer system, and as you know, some of the worst breaches of federal government computer systems have been from insiders. That's a potential problem, but again, what we should be worried about is, are the states taking sufficient precautions to make sure that they are protected against hackers and people on the inside? And so far, look, nobody's really shown that they aren't taking those precautions. In fact, all the news is that the hackers weren't successful.
Mm-hmm. There's a meeting coming in October,
right,
between DHS and election officials around the country. They're expected to meet to begin working on what authority DHS has, the Department of Homeland Security, over the country's election systems because they're considered, quote, critical infrastructure. Does this make you more confident about our election system or nervous that the federal government is trying to consolidate it?
Well, it makes me a bit nervous. This was something that the Obama administration did literally days before they left office. They designated the election systems across the country as so-called critical infrastructure. A lot of the state election officials have protested this, said they weren't even consulted about it, weren't asked about it. And now they're going to have a meeting to basically talk about it. I think the states are kind of leery about this. And, you know, how effective can the government be as opposed to private security consultants? Everybody should remember one of the biggest breaches in American history was OPM, remember, a couple of years ago, Office of Personnel Management, apparently Chinese hackers got in and got literally tens of millions of records on federal employees.
So is this a war we can even win with these hackers? It just seems to me like you're, as you said, constantly under assault. Is this just inevitable?
It is inevitable. It's a constant war. You talk to any computer experts, and they'll tell you that the Internet itself, the way it was built and designed, makes systems all over the world vulnerable to hackers. It's integral to the way the Internet was set up, unfortunately.
So would we probably be better off just going back to the old-fashioned system and not having it computerized?
Well, look, the Presidential Election Integrity Commission, as you know, had a hearing 2 weeks ago, and at that hearing we had several computer experts in, and they highly recommended no use of electronic voting machines and the use of paper ballots that are counted by computers, but have the kind of audit trail you need to make sure that there's not a problem.
It's unbelievable that we even have to do all that, but at least somebody's paying attention to it. Hans von Spakovsky always is. Thank you, sir, for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.